The rationale for the halach of chazaka, that the first year is not makbid, second year not, third year is makbid. So it's tesis tamer, it's a wonder, because the vachetz on the words actually imkain. If that's the case, menolan der bishmol dafkas. I don't know specifically bishmol yot mishamur. It's only he who learns mishamur b'le rabbanon not rabbanon. But I mean, inu nami matzigamri mishar hamur. They could also learn mishar hamur. The reason is that we learned previously the Gam Mishar Hamur, the Yilam Mishar Hamur, is to keep him the covered with Gimel Zimnin Blimicha, since he's particularly after three times didn't protest, and that's the rationale of the Svar of learning out from Mishar Hamur. And came by the Machre Nosson, unless he most definitely sold him or gave it to him. So why can't it be the rationale of the Rabbana too? But Shem Tesit, you can say, no, Tledom is not comparable. The Vadaid Rabbi Shmuel, Bar Rabbi Shmuel does the Basachil, as it goes after consumptions, not years, as we saw on the previous Dav Shabbat Masla Meg Mishar Mud. He could be learning Mishar Mud. The Mahasan, just like they host the Nachim with Gimel Pam, you consider it as a knock and a goring axe after three times. Dav Kamashal Shachil is after three consumptions. Im Lisha Machulai, if he didn't sell it to Moye Makbid, he would be particular. And either one of them are dependent on a certain amount of time. Aval Rabban, according to Rabban, told Bashir Zman, depends on the amount of time. Kami Yishamach was delayed. And then he's particular. That you have no explanation from the halacha of Shar Hamud for that principle. Next, this master begins with the words of Gemara. So the Gemara asks, similar to what we asked on Rishmon in the previous stuff, that's the case. Why do we say that it's a macha? It should not be a macha. So that says, I mean, reader, he says, the lekalok mi pircha da baya, you can't explain that Abaya's question, el kshim bir achas, only if they're in the same city. And that was saying, so then why is that considered as a macha? Because the ibir achar is because it would be in another city. Heich parach as the Gemara asked, lo yte macha, there should not be macha, and bete a chazaka, and therefore it's not a valid macha, and it's going to be a chazaka. Adra, but to the contrary, kim de lo yav a macha, since it's not a mecha, lo have a chazak, and then to the contrary, it should not be a chazak in the first place. The in the tzorach lo be acheres, the guy doesn't have to come from another city. If they're masking in front of the guy taking possession of limchas de proti, mokli come on, like it's up in the gemara later on. The limchas of an alv. So I have to come because some guy's squatting my property. And then to the contrary, since it cannot be a mecha, so then it wouldn't help to be mecha, and therefore the chazak is not a chazak. It's all proven that the guy wasn't mecha. So therefore, it must be in the same city where you could come, and it's your responsibility. And if you don't come, then it would prove, but we're saying Mechah Shalabafan is a Mechah, and now we're asking, why is it that way? So next, this master begins with the words of the Gemara. Well, Hani Nogi Medusenheim. Well, these witnesses, they have bias invested over here because of their responsibility for the rent. So they shouldn't be believed. Which place has been telling me to say, wait, Vamai have a Nogi Medusen, why are they considered that they have some investment here in their testimony, but they have a migud that they would be believed. The Hanamili, the Abamotzi Amri, they could have said, Perdana loch agra, we paid your rent, they could have said. They could have said, that's their migud, they could have said, and they would be believed. And so why are we saying the Negeba Eidus? The Avagav, the Basta Tuk Rabban Shavuos has says, although you're right, that after Rabban instituted a rabbinic oath, they're not really believed anymore to testify with such a mikidis rish ish makadash like marzin kedush mim gimel beis, because they would have to swear. But over here, damasnid kamin, we're talking about explaining the Mishnah. Bakati loy nisakne shvuas says at that point that shvuas says was not instituted yet. So my park. So what's the Gemara asking? Lem the mikidis. Why don't we want to believe them with a mikidis? Why then they consider negeb edus? But some tests we can say is no. Dahi lav mikidihu. That's not really considered a valid migur. They would be afraid to make such a claim that we paid you. Because maybe actually the other party will win a bedin, in the words. Then he'll actually claim from them a second time because he can say, oh, you gave it to him. That's what you want to be believed with a migur. Well, we won. And now you're actually admitting that you never paid us. So therefore, they really wouldn't make such a claim. I don't know. Next test master begin the word. Where's the Gemara? Zuch says Itoin v'Omar v'Chul etc. Which it's not clear exactly what Mazuch is going on, but Hikshur Riba Mordechai, he asked Lepirsha Kunchus, according to Rashi's interpretation, that is in the independent statement that Kiloi Toin Nami. So So Mesra just saying that, no, we actually do believe if there's no claim. If there's a claim, then we have to investigate. But why? Even when he doesn't make a claim, why don't we ask him the witnesses? Maybe they don't know regarding the nighttime. We shouldn't extract money not appropriately. And all testimonies we usually inspect very well. Why wouldn't we investigate out of doubt? So it says, that's not a question, because the kibbutz she'idol yom, since they testified regarding the days, I feel like yom ribbon being say ain as we continue to amid base. Anu yoyg malaleilis, we don't know regarding the night times. Mistam, we presume kibbutz she'dabi yom, since they lived there during the daytime, during the malaleilis, they also lived there during the night times. Imloy shatayin the ma'ar, unless if the one who's contesting makes a claim shabavat leidar that for sure didn't live, then you have to investigate. And Barach Pirsh, the Rebbeinu Chanan explains the Mazutra Koi Apirch Rabbi Yemer. Actually, not like Rashi. It's actually going back on the previous Gemara, on the question of Rabbi Yemer, the part that he asked, Negev Eidus. What do you mean? The guys who are living there in the apartment, how can they testify the Negev Eidus? Become Mazutra. That's what Mazutra comes to say, that no. Itoin Va'ama Hamachzik. If the one who's taking possession claims, Lesi Trey Sahad, they bring two witnesses, the Dorbe Shalashonim, that he lived there 3 years, B'yoyim O'Belayla, at day and nighttime, V'hovale Igra. And they gave him the money, and they really left. The other ones who live in there are other ones. That's what saying Tano Setaino, that it is a valid claim. But and they're not considered as Negei Be'edus. And this is where he's coming to answer regarding their questions. The Le Dari Bahashta, because they don't live there right now, the Matzilayim Lahu, that he should be able to tell them, oh, Havali, or Agabe, that, like we said, they're afraid. And as they said, they should have a Migui. No, because they're afraid that he's going to say, well, give me the rent. No, Ele Inhu Amri Dayarna, because the other one said, we lived there, Bina Amri Parana. They said, we paid it. Pesha Asa, and the mouth that makes it forbidden, or Pesha Hit is a mouth that makes it permitted, because the Bayu, if they wanted to, Amri, they could say, Loy Dayarna, we never lived over there. And Velekala Meymar, you can't say the Dilma Makash Lahu that is going to contradict them. Shahu Laho Yedekla, he didn't know at all, Shahu Dorm Ba'ise Ba'is, that they lived there at all. And therefore, that's where he's coming to answer. That's why they could be the one to testify. And says Taisus Basamach Ligar Sinan, and shortly the gear says not Umayd Mazutra, because that's not what he's talking about based on this gear. So Umayd Rava, rather, it's going on. Rava agrees that the Bayu Sholeish Nin Bimam Balelio, that you have to have 3 years by day and by nighttime. Imhanach Edim, if these witnesses are roichlim, hamachzorim bayaris, are peddlers that go around from town to town. Even they didn't say that they lived there 3 years day and night, they just said that it was in our possession for 3 consecutive years. Even though for many days they're going around from town to town, and the bachatz in the words lonim, zahabayis. They didn't really stay there in the house. It doesn't need this. That's just saying the testimony is still going to be a valid testimony. Now, Rabbein Tal Garis, his gear says that the Yarn the Beis Sholoshonim, that he lived there 3 years, apparently she explains that Bai Barabba Tabai Svilu, they both hold the Ein Tzarch Lehebe Eidim Al Hayyamim Ba'al HaLeilah. So you don't have to bring witnesses on day and night. Barabba La'ama B'mom B'Leilah, this that he says by day and night, that's Elohitzi HaMakshim Yisavachas. That was only to remove the question from his logic. But he wasn't really coming to disagree with Abaya. But come Mazutra, and that's what Mazutra says, Im Omar, if he says, Hiduni Stam Shadar Tegimel Shanim Mechaz Gidam Balelis, then we presume it's by day and night. Apish Leiro, Mamish Kal Yom Balelis, even though he didn't see literally day and night. As Shabacheskis came Mechazkin, I say, we just presume like that. Shakal Shoshay Nechnosim, Pombayim, Pombalay, that's when they were there, sometimes day, sometimes night. Hayroin, I said, Bebe, they saw him in his house. So Tanosa Tana, that's a valid claim. It says really, it should have said the words that the testimony is a testimony, not really a claim. It's just because in the beginning of the teaching it said itoin, the words if he claims. It says also his claim is a claim. But the truth is, they also agree by the peddlers that go around from towns. Avagav Loi Toyin, even though he doesn't make a claim, Tanin and Lei, we make the claim for him, because the Ein Tzrich and Lahoyich are all mamish. I have to test whether they literally saw Shem Mechaz Bayaris, because they're going around from towns. They can't really testify regarding what they saw. Eli Idu, they just testified Shem Mechaz Kasa, he said, that it was in his possession for the 3 years
for a day and for nighttime.